So this Shabbos, we're going to read Parashas Metzorah. It's also Shabbos Haggadah. And my son got married this week. Common to believe me. Mazel tov to them. And as we can see, we can connect it also a little bit to Sheva Brachas. So here we go like this. The Parashas Metzorah talks about a Metzorah. One of the things we speak about a Metzorah is the process by which a Metzorah gets his tara, his ritual purification. Because a Metzorah is considered to be tame, and a Metzorah is excluded from society. He's not allowed to be with anybody. So in Parashas Metzorah talks about the process of repatriation of Metzorah into society. Part of the process in Metzorah of a person is that he needs to take two birds. One bird is brought as a carbon, and one bird is just sent flying free. Now, the Gemara in Chulin talks about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan is Shiluach HaKan is when if you're going to go take a bird or its eggs, the young birds or its eggs, you have to send away the mother before you take the eggs. That's Shiluach HaKan. So Gemara has a Havamina. Gemara says that we would think there's a possibility. Gemara brings an extra word. Why there's a possibility in a situation in which there's only a mitzvah saseh of Shiluach HaKein, in that situation with only that mitzvah saseh and no other isurim, I would think that perhaps in a case of a mitzvah where there's also a mitzvah saseh for the mitzvah to take the bird, and that mitzvah will then, because if he has that extra bird, he will be able to go home. And Gadol HaShalom, Shalom is very great. He's able to go back to his wife. He's not allowed to be with her while he's a Mitzvah. So I would think perhaps it could violate when there's only a Mitzvah Saseh of Shiluach HaKein, Yovei Yaseh, Yid Chaseh, because the Aseh of Mitzvah has a strength that it could bring Shalom between a man and his wife, brings him home. Pasuk tells us no, that even there, you can't violate the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, and you have to do Shiluach HaKein, you can't take the bird. So the question is, we can ask ourselves, back to the yeshiva days, what is the Gemara telling us? Is the Gemara saying that it's not true that Gadol HaShalom? That's not a adifus in the mitzvah? It's not a stronger mitzvah because it allows the mitzvah to go back to his wife? Or the Gemara is saying, even though it's Gadol HaShalom, you still have to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, right? So let's set that aside for a moment. And let's digress to a question about Shabbos HaGadol, and we'll see who try to answer everything together. Shabbos, we know that the Jews went down to Mitzrayim, and they were there for many years, and then Paro subjugated them and put them into a terrible, terrible situation. Persecuted them, and it was a terrible galus, until Hashem heard our cries, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. Why do we end up down in Mitzrayim? Right? Why do we end up being punished and suffering so much? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, after the story, beginning of Parashas Shmos, when someone ratted him out to the king that he killed the Egyptian who was beating the other Jew, Achei noida adavar, now I know, because people speak Lashon Hara, that's why we merited to be in this terrible galus, because we spoke Lashon Hara. Furthermore, we see that the Pasuk says that Melech Mitzrayim died. And the Chazal tell us that Melech Mitzrayim did not die. He was not really, he was just a Mitzvah, meaning he became a Mitzvah, and Gemara learns from that a Mitzvah is considered to be dead. And in fact, he was bathing in the blood of Jewish children, part of the things we talk about by the Seder. And he forgot about Yosef, at least according to one opinion. Right? That's what so we see already a very great connection between the story of Mitzrayim, at least the Golas Mitzrayim, to Tzaras, because we know that Gemara tells us that Tzaras comes from Lashon Hara, right? So, Parashas Metzorah and Shabbos HaGadol have a lot to do with each other. And not only that, if Parashas Metzorah is talking about the repatriation also of a Metzorah out of his Tzaras, being healed from it, so Geulas Mitzrayim is sort of like also repatriation away from the issues of Lashon Hara. So we see a great connection. So what is the connection? So we say like this. Let's answer our original question. And one last question also, Rabbi Zucker was here and he mentioned this question also. Makas Becheris is called a nega, oid nega echad. Just like Taras is called a nega. Is that perhaps relevant to this conversation as well? Why it was referred to in that way? Only the last makah before we got, I'm sorry, it was considered a nega as well. So let's speak like this. So a mitzayra, he said, gets his taras because he spoke lashon hara. I want to say one point like this: the Chassam Sefer in the Tshuvas has a question, which if a person should do the mitzvah of shiluach hakein if he doesn't really need the animals, doesn't really need the birds. He goes through different possibilities. Should a person do it? And on the position not to do it, he brings a Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban says in Chumash, and Ramban speaks from the Rambam of the Mar Nebuchim, that why do we do the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein, and also a similar mitzvah of Isav Espanai? We do a mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein because he says animals also care about their children. It's not caring about your children is not in the head, it's not intellectual, it's emotional, and that level of emotion animals have as well. And if we are not, we're going to go take birds, and we don't care that it bothers the mother that we're taking away her children in front of her, then we become achzarim, we become callous, and we don't and disregard other people's feelings. So it's for us. That's what the Rambam says, and the Rambam brings this in Chumash. So we see that means. So therefore, he says it could be that's a position to say that if you don't really need the birds, then don't do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah don't send the mother away. That's also an achzarias if you don't really need the mitzvah. I'm not getting into how he comes out halacha lemaisa, but the point is that's the story that comes from the Ramban, brings from the Rambam, and that's the point that we can say about shiluach hakein. Now, if we understand that, that's what shiluach hakein is. Let's go back and talk about what a mitzayra is. We said a mitzayra speaks lashon hara. Why did a mitzayra, and therefore he begat saras? Why did we spoke many times? Why does someone speak lashon hara? Speak lashon hara from your own insecurities. You're lacking something, and you want to bring someone else down. So a mitzayra gets kicked out of society because there's something wrong with him. He has to get back to himself, and he has to build himself up. The point of coming back into society is not just, we said, you get to come back to his family, get to come back to his wife. But it's only if he's fixed himself up. The chesaron is with him, he has to rebuild himself, and then he can rejoin his family. So we ask the question, the Gemara tells us that you can't violate the mitzvah of shiluach hakein just to be able to get back to your family, even though gadol hashalom. Perhaps the Gemara is saying, of course it's gadol hashalom. But the point is for mitzayra to repair himself, to make himself better, to repair his own lackings. If you're going to go and you're going to violate the mitzvah shulach hakein, and you're going to become an achzer, and you're not going to become callous, and you're not going to care about people's feelings, then you haven't fixed yourself. We haven't gained anything. You go to lashalom, you get to go back to your family, but you're going to become an achzer, and you're going to end up back in the same negative situation you were before because you're going to have this. You haven't fixed yourself up. You're just bringing more problems onto yourself. Becoming a negative person, so therefore we can understand perhaps that's we can understand when we asked is that what's the pshat in the drasha is that yeah gadol hashalom, but even though it's gadol hashalom, still if you violate shiluach hakein, you're going to become an achzer and you're not going to have that shleimus anyway. So therefore you shouldn't do shiluach hakein and even to get back home as a mitzvah. That would answer that question. But now let's get back to Shabbos Hagadol. So we spoke about the tzaras. We had lackings. That's when we ended up in Golas. We ended up getting punished. We spoke lashon hara. Our job in Golas was to rebuild ourselves, to make ourselves whole. That continues to be our job in Golas. But what happened? Had the Golas start in earnest? Because the Malach Mitzrayim became a mitzvah. And we were supposed to take a message from that, right? We and the Malach Mitzrayim were supposed to take a message. You became a mitzvah. There's something wrong with you. You have to fix yourself up. And so let's talk about the Melech Mitzrayim for a second. The Melech Mitzrayim, rather than recognize that he became a Mitzayra, and we said a Mitzayra is Chashuv Kameis, Mitzayra is considered to be a dead person, and you want to come back to life now, you want to be healed, that means you're becoming a new person. You're getting rid of all your lackings, you're getting rid of all your chesronos. Instead of that, the Melech Mitzrayim doubled down, and he wanted to punish us more and more and more and more. And what happens eventually? It's oyd nega echad. Eventually, right before the Jews get out of Mitzrayim, Makas Becharis is considered a nega, reminding us that the Melech Mitzrayim messed up. Rather than taking the message that he was a Mitzayra, and a Mitzayra becomes a Mitzayra because of his own personal failings, and he should have repaired himself, and by repairing himself, he would have come out a new person, he ended up being the same old Melech Mitzrayim, the same old Russia, and the same old Mitzayra, Mitzrayim ends up being destroyed, and the Jews get out of Mitzrayim. But for us, it's a lesson. We're supposed to see, Oid Nega Echad, Hashem is saying, remember, the Melech Mitzrayim became Mitzayra, and rather than fix his own failings, he didn't listen, and he tried to make you suffer, and eventually he's destroyed. And you, as the Jewish people, you want to become my people, remember, you have to fix yourselves. You fix yourselves, make yourselves whole. The Gadol HaShalom, like I said, by Mitzvah, coming back to his wife, is only going to work if you fix yourself. And just like we becoming a nation, every individual nation has to remember, we all have chesroinus. Fix them up. If we fix them up, stop speaking Lashon Hara as an example. If we fix them up, then we can become a nation, we'll be able to get out of Mitzrayim. So we see a connection between the Parashas Mitzrayah and Shabbos HaGadol, because just like a Mitzrayah is taught or is encouraged to fix himself up, so too when we leave Mitzrayim, we're encouraged to fix up the problems that got us into the Golos in the first place. Fix ourselves up. Make ourselves whole. And we said, perhaps that also has to do with Sheva Brachos, right? Two people come together, they get married, they think they're making a new house, they're making a Shleimus, and they can bring the Chesroinus into marriage. First of all, we all do. But the point, though, is, in order to make a marriage work, in order to make a couple be a unit, they individually have to work on their own problems and fix them up and make themselves whole. And by making yourself whole, then you can make the unit whole. And that's true of every group in life, whether it's an office, whether it's in a shul, whether it's in a home. Every individual that works on their own chesronis, that makes the whole group more full as a whole, and certainly as a nation, as we're heading towards Pesach, hopefully we'll see Avar maybe Sunday too, but the point is, heading to Pesach, remember, if we fix ourselves up, we can join the nation, and we could really be a success, and whole, and have real shlemus by repairing our own lackings. That contributes to the whole. Okay, have a great Shabbos.